Praise the Lord. If you love him, let's give him some praise and magnify him. We bless your name, oh God, and praise you and worship you. Has God been good to you? Praise God. Praise God. It is such a great day to be alive in the kingdom of God. And I don't know if you keep up with it or not, but things are heating up. They really, really are. Syria shot down a Russian jet this morning or yesterday or whenever it was. And that just, not Syria, Turkey shot it down. And so that's NATO and Russia coming to head in an area and with an interaction that hasn't happened in 50 or 60 years. So this is big deal, and everything keeps ratcheting up, and the Middle East is the focus of it all, and where we're going and how it's going to play out. And when somebody trips the tripwire for the sixth Trump, we don't know. And what's going to set it all off? We don't really know. But I'll tell you what, we're blessed to have the prophecy, because when we're standing in the middle of it, we're going to know. And we're going to not only know, but the prophecy from Daniel said, they that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. So we're excited about the prospect of end time revival. And it's really, really a wonderful day to be a part of the kingdom of God. If I ask you to help me tonight, you should be making your way up here even now as we speak. And tonight we're just looking down the week toward Thanksgiving. And this is going to be a week of feasting and family and fellowship and all sorts of really good things, and it's excellent for us to stop. And as a nation, somebody had an incredible idea to stop and in a national way give thanks to God. We're far from that as a nation today. We're living in the days, Paul said, in the last days there'll be perilous times, and he said there'd be people, and he lists this long list of things. And one of them is just simply, we're thankless. You rarely ever hear people being thankful and being glad about what God has done. And tonight we just want to spend a little time being thankful in the house of God. Can you say amen? Everybody that's thankful to God for what he's done, give him a little praise tonight. Magnify his name. We bless your name, oh God. And we worship you. Praise God. Now, I don't have a text for you tonight, so you can just be seated. I know it's our custom and it's our culture, but there's going to be a good bit of scripture that'll be read tonight. But we want to entertain the scripture tonight, and in doing so, want to understand that a thankful heart is connected to a lot of very, very positive things. And it actually has a wonderful effect upon you, your relationships, your mindset, even your physiology, your mental health. And it is hard to live for God when you're just mad and angry and unthankful all the time. I would just tell you that if you're unthankful and upset all the time and offended all the time, you're not going to be able to live for God with any success at all. And if you just by sheer will and bitterness hang on in the church, you'll make yourself miserable and everybody around you. And you'll never actualize the great promise of God. I want you to entertain a few things tonight. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the deep, the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the deep, or upon the face of the waters, or if you would, the great potential there. And God said, let there be light. And God saw the light, that it was good. Praise God. And a little later, he's going to make on the third day, he's going to let an explosion of life take forth in the earth. And when the earth is bringing forth seed-bearing plants and the whole planet is covered up with a multitude of varieties of fauna, God said it was good. He saw it and it was good. And when he made the heavens and the earth, he made the heavens on the fourth day, he created the sun, the moon, the stars, and all those lights for signs and seasons and days and years. And he said it was good. He saw it, that it was good. And I want you to entertain the fact that God didn't speak about the darkness and the unfulfilled potential and the chaos, the tohu vohu that was there, the chaotic pre-created world. He didn't talk about that. He waited until he had seen something, made something, done something that was good. And then he commented, this is good. This is good. This is good. And when he made man, he didn't say this is good. Some say he said, I can do better than that. And he made a woman. And I don't know what was going on in his mind and heart right then. But it strikes me that early in the creation, God began to say, I like this. This is good. In chapter 2 of Genesis, like verse 16, 17, God's talking to the man and says, you can eat of all of the trees of the garden. But there's one tree there in the midst of the garden that you can't eat of. If you eat of it, you'll die. But what you notice there, and what is very clear in the beginning of chapter 3, when the devil presents to the woman what God had said, he simply said, has God said you cannot eat of every tree? His focus was on the restriction. His focus was on what you could not have. And technically what he said was true, because if there's one restriction, then you cannot eat of every tree. But God's focus was not on the restriction. When God opened up that conversation with Adam, he said, you can eat of every tree in the garden. The book of Genesis is the book of beginnings. It is primacy in everything. And we are wise if we look to that book and understand that God has a mentality that is an abundance mentality. God has a mentality that even in every dispensation, when there are restrictions, God's focus is on the abundance. And even when there might be things to say that are commentary on the darkness or the chaos or the confusion, God steps in by his spirit, by his word. He creates something that is good, and then God sees it and says, that is good. I want you to know God is an optimist. God looks for the good. God is very, very positive. And God has an abundance mentality. And all of those things are very, very closely tied to having a thankful heart. Somebody say praise the Lord. If you love God and you're thankful, clap your hands and bless his name. Praise God. And one of the foremost commentaries on thankfulness or gratefulness is from a doctor of psychology at California Davis, and his name is Robert Emmons, and he says thankfulness is a stress buster. He said, it's no secret that stress can make us sick, particularly when we can't cope with it. It's linked to several leading causes of death, including heart disease and cancer, and claims responsibility for up to 90% of all doctor's visits. But gratitude or thankfulness, it turns out, can help us better manage stress. He says this, gratitude research is beginning to suggest that feelings of thankfulness have tremendous positive value in helping people cope with daily problems, especially stress. I just want you to know it helps you a lot just to stop and begin to count your blessings. Name them one by one. Count your blessings. Just think about what God has done. Because what you're counting is what you don't have, or what you lost, or how you've been hurt, or all the negatives, or the impending doom that's around you. Wherever you are, think about the apostles locked up in the pit of the prison at midnight, and they're chained to the wall, but they begin to sing praise unto God. And thankfulness and praise are wed one to the other. Somebody say praise the Lord. So wherever you are, whatever's happening with you, you've got a choice. You can sit there and die of bitterness. You can sit there and be miserable and make everybody else miserable, but you won't help your situation. But you know, if you get in a vein of thankfulness and praise, God just may send an angelic intervention into your circumstance. Well, praise God. And even if he doesn't, you're going to feel a lot better. Praise God. Emmons says that thankfulness is an immune booster. Grateful people tend to be more optimistic, and a characteristic that researchers say boosts the immune system. There are some very interesting studies linking optimism to better immune function, says Lisa Aspinwall, a PhD of psychology at the University of Utah. In one, researchers comparing the immune systems of healthy first-year law students under stress found that by midterm, students characterized as optimistic, based on survey responses, maintained higher numbers of blood cells that protect the immune system compared with their more pessimistic classmates. It'll make you healthier to be thankful. You ought to just begin to praise and magnify God every day. You take a vitamin, whatever you do to stay healthy, you need to get a shot of thankfulness every day. Somebody say praise the Lord. Even if you're sick, optimism or thankfulness or gratitude has a positive health impact on people that are already with compromised health. In separate studies, patients confronting AIDS, as well as those preparing to undergo surgery, had better health outcomes when they maintained attitudes of optimism. This thing goes on and on. Grateful teens are happier. You need to have a house that raises up grateful, happy, thankful teenagers, because teenagers will try any house and any family, but if you'll keep them happy and grateful and thankful, and you model that, you exemplify that, you create that in your homes, they are happier. According to a study presented at the annual meeting of the American Psychological Association this year, researchers found that teens who are grateful, in the study, defined as having a positive outlook on life, are more well-behaved at school, more hopeful than their less grateful peers. More gratitude may be precisely what our society needs to raise a generation that's ready to make a difference in the world, says researcher Giacomo Bono, PhD, a psychology professor at California State University. Being constantly mindful of the things you have to be thankful for can boost your well-being. Research suggests in a series of experiments detailed in a 2003 study in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology, daily exercise practices and listing off all of the things that you are thankful for are linked with a brighter outlook on life and a greater sense of positivity. There do appear to exist benefits to regularly focusing on one's blessing, the researcher wrote in the study. Amazing. They prove empirically in a psychological study that the Bible is true, that a merry heart doeth good like a medicine, and that a good report makes your bones fat. But God knew that all along. You need to stand in the middle. If you're standing in the middle of a place that feels like the earth before the light, before all the creative power was loosed, you need to begin to turn loose something in your spirit that'll bring about something you can say, this is good, this is good, this is good. You've got something good in your life. You just need to find it. There's something good around you, but you've got the negative too close to your eye to see the good things around you. You need to begin a daily exercise of giving God thanks, and in your prayer life, listing all the wonderful, powerful things that you are thankful for. Let's clap our hands again. Praise God. In this study, the advantages are most pronounced when compared with a focus on hassles or complaints. and yet are still apparent in comparison with simply reflecting the major events in one's life on ways in which one believes one is better off than comparison with others or with a control group. It matters that you have a positive outlook about where you are, what's happening, and what your expectations are. Grateful high schoolers have higher GPAs. It makes you smarter. It gives you better focus, as well as better social integration. Nobody likes to hang out with a sad sack. Nobody wants to spend time with the mully grubs. Oh, I just love to spend time with her. She's so depressed. It just makes me excited. I just love to spend time with him. He's critical of everything and everybody constantly. I can't wait to get back together with him. Makes me so happy. So you get better social integration and better satisfaction in life than their not so grateful counterparts, according to a 2010 study in the Journal of Happiness Study. I didn't know there was a Journal of Happiness Studies. Isn't that amazing? Researchers also found that grateful teens were less depressed or envious. When combined with previous research, a clearer picture is beginning to emerge about the benefits of gratitude in adolescence, and thus an important gap in the literature on gratitude and well-being is beginning to be filled, researchers wrote. God, give us a home that projects these values so that our children grow up to be teenagers and young adults that walk in their life expecting good things with an attitude of abundance, a mentality of abundance, who are able to see the good in the middle of all the calamity. God is able. And if you want to live long and be happy and be fulfilled and be godly, you're going to have to be able to see those things too. A 2003 study in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology said that gratitude could also boost pro-social behaviors such as helping other people who have problems or lending emotional support to another person. Well, that's a no-brainer, isn't it? Because when you're self-absorbed and consumed with yourself and focused on you and your little world full of problems, you don't think about helping anybody else. But when you're overflowing with thankfulness and gratitude, it's like you've got a surplus of good things you want to give to somebody else. It just comes as a package. A thankful heart makes you want to bless somebody else. And a morose attitude makes you oblivious to other people around you. It is a collapse into self that is just like a self-created little piece of hell right here on earth. Praise God. Did you know that writing down what you're thankful for helps you sleep better and get better sleep, according to the Journal of Applied Psychology, Health and Well-Being? Specifically, researchers found that when people spent 15 minutes jotting down what they're grateful for in a journal before bedtime, they fell asleep faster and stayed asleep longer. Praise God. Tossing and turning at night? You need to sit up and talk about how good God is and how wonderful God has been to you and list all the things that you're thankful for. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Praise God. We could go on with these studies. It's good for your heart. It's good for your immune system. It changes the physiology of your physical heart. I'm amazed that the Word of God holds answers in almost a panacea for almost every ill that is suffered by man. It is an amazing thing. Now, what I've asked these wonderful brothers and sisters to do is to just come tonight and read a passage on thankfulness and then tell you what they're thankful for. And we just want to rejoice and praise God with them as they come and they are thankful. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 23. Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the spirit, despise not prophesyings. Prove all things, hold fast that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil. and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, I have the privilege of starting out tonight, which I think might be the best position, actually, because I can choose whatever I want to say that I'm thankful for. And I am thankful for God's faithfulness and that he is a very personal God. Brother Sutton has preached a couple messages lately about God speaking to you. And Sunday's night messages got me reflecting on all the various times that God has spoke to me and the promises that he has made to me. And talk about a faith booster. Whenever you reflect back over how God has answered promises in your life, your faith can increase for the future. And as a matter of fact, I've been kind of nervous recently about finding a job once I finish my fellowship. After reflecting on that, I said, Brittany, you're so silly to be worried. God has been so faithful to you, and he will continue to be faithful. And, of course, one of the big events in my life this last year was that I finished residency. And God gave me a passage of scripture for that time in my life. And it was several verses in Isaiah 43, but in particular, verse 2, which says, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. And that has absolutely been true. I think it's an apt description of residency. It felt like fire and water. But he was so good to me, and he kept me, and he's been so faithful. And the new kind of passage of scripture that he gave me for this new season of my life, whatever that may be, is Luke 1:45, which says, blessed is she who has believed that the Lord will fulfill his promises to her. And so I'm just going to close by sharing one little story about a promise that he gave to me just recently. Right before I took my test, I had a spot come up in my left eye. I've had this happen before, and it's kind of annoying. You have to go to the doctor and have your eyes dilated and et cetera. And so I asked the ladies in my group prayer to pray for me. And I went to the doctor, and they said it was probably okay, but still very annoying. And I was praying about it, and I just asked the Lord to heal me. And he spoke to me and said that he would heal me as I prayed for other people's healings. And so I've kind of stretched my faith and have been praying for other people to be healed. Over the last couple of months, that spot in my vision has gotten slowly better. And just recently, I had the realization that it was gone. And like I said, God is faithful and he's personal. And he keeps his promises to you.
Praise the Lord. I told Brother Sutton I was going to say I was thankful for coffee. Because I am thankful for coffee. If you've ever had the privilege or the trial of speaking to me before I've had coffee, you're thankful I've had coffee too. But the Bible says, thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And that's 1 Corinthians 15:57. And I am so thankful for his victory, and I can walk in his victory every single day. My husband started a thing probably back in January where he chose three things to focus on every morning that he was going to be thankful for. He called it the Thankfulness Challenge, and he was only going to do it for 21 days, but he set his alarm for 7 o'clock every morning, and every morning that alarm goes off, and it says, I'm thankful for my wife. He had to say that because I was there when he wrote it. He said, I'm thankful for my family. And I think a third one is the Holy Ghost. I'm thankful for the Holy Ghost. And I'm so thankful that I have a husband who leads our family into being thankful. I'm thankful for this church. Tristan and I both talk about very often and very frequently how much he has grown since coming to New Life. And thankful for a pastor who invests in his saints. I'm thankful for a pastor who is living by example. The way he lives and the way he treats his wife and the way he treats his family. I mean, I don't know if you guys see it, but Brother Sutton adores his wife. You can just see it by the way he looks at her. And that is such a huge thing because it's an example of exactly how Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. And Sister Sutton is an example of being submitted to your husband and honoring your husband. And I'm thankful to have these examples in my life. I'm thankful to have these examples in my daughter's life because she's everything to me. I'm thankful for this church. I'm thankful for each and every one of you. There's so many places out there that don't have this truth, that don't have this spirit of worship in spirit and in truth that we have, that revelation. I was driving down the road and I saw a sign on a church and it said revival coming in November. It was a few months ago. And it hit me and I was just like, oh, I am so thankful that I go to a church that we have revival every time the doors are open. You don't have to wait till November to be revived. You can come whenever you need it and you can get the spiritual CPR that you need. And I'm so thankful to have a church that has an atmosphere of praise because where the Spirit, the Lord dwells in the praises of his people, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And I'm thankful for so much tonight. I'm thankful for each and every one of you. And God bless you guys.
Praise the Lord, church. I'm sorry, I've already been crying. I'm reading from Psalms 100, verses 1 through 5. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. I'm sorry. I'm so very thankful for God, his mercy, and his grace. I'm thankful for his faithfulness. I am thankful that he steps in when there is a gap, when there is a hole, he provides. This year has been extremely, extremely hard. I lost my sister after a 4-year battle with cancer on Easter Sunday morning. But God was already preparing me, and I did not realize it. He surrounded me with sisters who have stepped in for where she is no longer physically in this place. I don't know how I would have made it these months without him. When I had to be away, I did not have to worry about my children because God saw fit to put someone in our life who brought us to this church. And I can say that my children have been raised in truth. They have had godly examples in friends, spiritual parents who have been there for them when I could not. And I am so thankful. So thankful for that. I have coworkers who, when they tell me about their children, in the back of my mind, all I can say is praise God. that I haven't had to put someone in a mental health institution or into a drug rehab. I'm so thankful for this church. I'm just so thankful. Brother Sutton, I love you. Sister Sutton, years ago, you showed me that I would survive raising teenagers. And the girls, they've been awesome. Julia and Brooke, you have grown into such godly young women. Stephen told me it would get better. Justin's 20, and it has gotten better. It really has. God is good all the time. But there was a dark period. But I can honestly say that I see light. I feel light. I'm back to waking up in the morning with a song in my heart. And it feels so good. That cloak of darkness is gone. God is so, so good. He's so faithful. And I don't know, I thought maybe it was a little strange. I don't know. But when my sister left this earth, while others cried, all I could do was thank him. Just give him his praise. I hope that's the norm. I really do. But he has been so good to me and to my family. And I'm thankful for new life. I'm thankful for everyone here.
Therefore will I give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and sing praises unto thy name. Psalms 18:49. I'm thankful for my family, for my children, for my blessings from God. I'm thankful for my husband. He really does daily load us with blessings, and I'm really thankful that God can take you through seasons and show you your shortcomings without being condemning, and show you where you need growth, but do it in love. I'm glad he didn't leave us in the creative state just with the Holy Ghost, that there's always a growth process. That's something that I always want to be doing, is I always want to be trying to achieve and grow in the kingdom of God. I don't want to remain stagnant. I'm just thankful that he continues to show me things where I need to grow. One of the things that I'm thankful for is that about a year ago, God instructed Joshua and I to go into business for ourselves. And you know, he was going into lawn care, and he started in the winter time, and it was really ironic. It wasn't the best time. It didn't seem like it was. A lot of times I question whether or not that was what God wanted us to do. But if anything that I've learned through this season is how truly faithful God is. He has never, ever left us in a state where we couldn't pay our bills or we couldn't do it. He's always, always provided. And I was always one of those type people that I like to have things, you know, written down. And it's like God just showed me how I was lacking in the faith department. And it's helped me to be able to realize how truly faithful God is and how He always meets our needs, no matter what the situation, no matter what conventional wisdom may say. You don't go into lawn care business whenever it's in the middle of winter. But God is faithful, and He has totally just met and exceeded every expectation that I could ever have. And I'm glad that He is continuing to build me, and work on me, because I need it. God knows that I need it. And I'm just thankful that He does not give up on us and that He is continuously working on us.
Praise the Lord, church. Psalms 30:12. To the end that my glory may sing praise to Thee and not be silent, O Lord my God, I will give thanks unto Thee forever. I'm thankful. I'm thankful for this church. I pray a blessing on all you people every night. I grew up in a small church in the country, and as soon as I was old enough, I got out, and I never went back. And then He sent for me when I was over 50. He sent for me and brought me here. And it's been the biggest blessing. I pray a blessing on you guys every night. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. I have Psalms 35:18. I will give thanks in the great congregation. I will praise Thee among much people. As I was reading this, as Pastor gave it to me as I was walking in the door, and I started looking at this, and it reminds me of before I came into the truth. I grew up a preacher's kid. My father was a Church of Christ minister, and then went to the Baptist cemetery, became a Baptist minister. And so growing up a preacher's kid, it's what your father said, thus said the word, and that's what it was, and this and that. And being in high school, I will always have a dream, and I'm walking between two mountains, and there's a mountain on the left of me, a mountain on the right, and it has the Bible, but half of it is in flames. And I realized I wasn't getting all the word. And I'm thankful that God put people in your path, because I got a scholarship to Shelton. I played basketball there, and I said, I just want to take a break. I'm tired. My parents was pushing me. You need to get your bachelor's. So I went on to the University of Alabama, and that's where I met Roderick and Charlene. And if I had not met him, I would not be here now, because he was shown the word, and he brought the word to me. And I'm thankful that I made those drives on Sundays to come up here from Tuscaloosa to Sunday, every Sunday, to be here at the church. And I said, God, if you allow me to get a job here, I will move. And Roderick asked me about the car dealing business. And so then I moved here. I was able to sell my house. And I know my dad, my parents, and everybody thought I was crazy. And I said, but God. And it's amazing to me how people out there belittle God, thinking that He would give His son when He gave Himself. And me and my dad, we bumped heads and bumped heads and bumped heads. And I looked at my child. God showed me Jamara. He said, if someone were to come in here to take your life, would you put her before you, or would you give yourself? I said, I would give myself. And he said, that's what I did. And I'm so grateful for the word. I'm so grateful that I'm in a place where my baby can be raised and we're first generation Pentecostals, and I hope my family gets saved through this because I have not left and it's gone on 9 years and I'm here. And I thank God for my pastor, my family, my new church family. I just thank them.
Praise the Lord, church. Unto thee, O God, do we give thanks. Unto thee do we give thanks, for that thy name is near thy wondrous works declare. Psalms chapter 75, verse 1. One of the wondrous works that I'm thankful for is the whole body of Christ. I'm thankful that when I walk in the door, that there's someone there greeting me with a smile. I'm thankful for Sister Collins and Sister Sarah and Brittany and the coffee shop. Every time I walk in there, they're putting a smile on someone's face. I'm sure it has nothing to do with the desserts they're making. The church body is a constant pulse. And sometimes I think that we don't realize that we're working. For instance, maybe a sick saint that walks in that need healing in their body, or someone that can't have breathe, they have problems breathing. All they had to do was walk in the church, and it's inspiring for saints like us to see that there's no excuse, that we come in here and we praise and worship God. If they can do it, we can do it. And that's really inspiring to me. But I wanted to share a story. Sometimes, during praise and worship, when I'm sitting there praising God, I'll get snapshots. I'll get these images in my mind, and it's very precise and very detailed, and it's an oil painting. And it's an oil painting of our church. And the snapshot is so precise that I can see what people are wearing. I can see people that are behind me, down to the very button that someone's wearing. And it's so beautiful to me that sometimes I'll just sit there and weep, because it's just a beautiful painting. And this vision will stay with me for hours sometimes. And so I thought, why an oil painting? Why not acrylic or water or just a plain old snapshot of the church? And I felt like God spoke to me, and he said, because you wouldn't understand what I'm trying to say about the whole body and how beautiful it is. So I started seeking facts about oil paintings. And fact number one that I found is that a huge benefit of oil painting is that it blends well with surrounding paints. So I took that as we are diverse, but yet we come here together as one, and we blend well. Number two was that the artist, or God, is able to create imaginative brushstrokes and other blends. These actions might not be possible when using other kinds of paints. So God, you know, through the Holy Ghost, God can do anything with us, and he can make us into anything, but we can't do it with other fillers, with other kinds of paints. Number three is that it's easier to make a correction on a canvas when using oil paint. And all you have to do is scrape off the paint and then repaint the scrapped area. So God is constantly taking away our sin and remolding us and rebuilding us into who he wants us to be. And with grace, it's always sufficient in the body of God. And number four is that oil paintings are very priceless. There are many, many masterpieces. And even though we are separate, we are one in the body, and we are all God's masterpiece. And I just love all of y'all. Thank you.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Hey, Ty. I'm thankful for those three apple-headed people right there, Josiah,
Tawana and Joshua. I thank God for them. They complete me. My scripture is, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful. O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. And Psalms 10 says, rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. Just today I was thinking about how jacked up I am and how jacked up I can be. And the thing that I am most thankful about is that a perfect God that made everything that is flawless loves me. And that he puts up with me in all of my ways. And I'm thankful that I don't have to be perfect. I'm thankful for that. I know that he has requirements for me. I know he has a covenant. I know there are things that I have to do, that I must do, to be right with him and to have his approval. But all of those little quirks and things that's not right with me, God, he isn't as frustrated with me as I am with myself. He's not as frustrated with you as you are with yourself. But I'm just thankful. I'm thankful for my parents. I'm thankful for my pastor. And I'm thankful for all of those crazy people that I went to school with, that tormented me, that gave me a hard time. I'm thankful for when I was a little child and the devil would come to me and talk to me. He would tell me crazy stuff like kill yourself, jump out the window. And I know that it was the devil. I know he was actually talking to me. I could hear him talking to me. He still talks to me. But all of those crazy things, those situations, all of those hardships, those things that I just detest at the time. And, you know, there are situations in life right now that I'm not comfortable with and I don't like it. But I'm thankful for that too, because I know that all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord, who are the called according to his purpose. So I am very, very thankful for all of the good stuff, my wonderful family, but I'm thankful for the bad stuff too, because I know that I can't be complete and he can't make me what he wants me to be without this stuff that I hate. So I'm thankful for all of it. Lord bless y'all.
Psalms 105, 1 through 3 says, O give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him, sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works, glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Yeah, I was just thinking about where I was last year, and standing up here and testifying about how God has been good to me, what he brought me out of the world and just kept me for all these years, gave me two wonderful children who are in church. You know, I'm just so blessed. And standing up here, I never couldn't have imagined where I would be tonight. And I couldn't help but think about what some of the people were saying about how God is faithful. And I know it's a matter of us being faithful. When we're faithful, God is always faithful. And I can testify tonight how faithful God is, because he has blessed me exceeding abundant above all that I could ask or think. And I couldn't think of a better way to describe God's blessing for me than to read a particular scripture. And I told my wife, I said, I hope it doesn't embarrass her, but I just couldn't help but think of any other way to describe God's blessing than to read the scripture from Proverbs 31. It says, who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. It goes on to describe all the wonderful things that she does with her hands. And it says, her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. I just praise God for what he's blessed me with. I can't describe, because I couldn't have imagined how much he would have blessed me, but I just thank God for my good thing. God bless you.
Praise the Lord, church. Psalms 106, verse 1 says, praise ye the Lord. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercies endureth forever. Psalms 107, verse 1 says, O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercies endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. And Psalms 116, verse 17 says, I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving, and I will call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people. I'm so thankful tonight that I serve a God who was not made by human hands, but instead he made the human hands. He came down from heaven and robed himself in flesh for me, and he lived a perfect life, you know, and showed me an example of how I should live. Died on the cross, shed his blood for me so that I could have forgiveness and grace and mercy, and then he filled me with the Holy Ghost, and I've been baptized in Jesus' name, and I'm so thankful for that. I'm thankful for my family. I'm thankful for my wife and my children. Right after Grayson was born, my wife became pregnant with our fifth child. She had a miscarriage before, so we actually have five kids. And she had some complications in that pregnancy. We took her to the emergency room, and they did a few tests on her. They then told us she was having a miscarriage, and said, just go home. It's, you know, it's going to pass. Everything will be fine. Well, that night, she had a lot of pain and had a lot of complications. So I took her back to the emergency room the next morning, and they rushed her to emergency surgery. And what had happened is the baby had gotten into her tubes, and then she was bleeding internally all night. And the doctor told my wife, said, you should be dead. You shouldn't be here right now. But God had a different plan, and I'm so thankful for that. He's blessed us so much, and I'm so thankful for his grace and his mercy.
Psalms 136, 1 through 3 says, O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. Psalms 140 verse 13 says, surely the righteous shall give thanks unto thy name, the upright shall dwell in thy presence. And we've had a good year this year, haven't we, Melody? I have to check because it's been some years in the past that I thought were good and found out later they weren't. But we're good. We've had a good year this year. God's really, 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 really blessed us. And and so I was reflecting that over all that tonight, and you know, I was going to tell the whole story about my job and all these things. I lost my job, and within 2 hours I had a new job that paid 50% more, and Melody was able to come home and be a stay-at-home mom, something she's always wanted to do. The next day we're on a plane to Hawaii for training. It's ridiculous. I have the best job in the world. It's one of the best jobs I've ever had. Just God has done so many amazing physical things. He's Sister Tyus, we've had some dark times too, but this year has just been a good year. I'm blessed. You know, I've got an amazing wife. I've got a slightly stubborn and strange but good son. God's done a lot for me. And I haven't earned anything that I have. I don't deserve anything that I have. And I'm cataloging these things. But Psalms 140 verse 13, it just really stuck out. Surely the righteous shall give thanks unto thy name. The upright shall dwell in thy presence. And I'm thankful tonight because I know some of you are good people, but I was not a good person. And I have not been a good person in my life. And if there's two words that don't describe me, one would be righteous and the other one would be upright. But I'm so thankful tonight that God has lent me his righteousness. And he's washed me in his blood. And Psalms 140 verse 13 says, the upright shall dwell in his presence. I thank God that I can dwell in his presence. He's covered me with mercy and he's covered me with grace. And it's not by my own merit, but I can stand in the presence of God tonight and I can reap all of the benefits, all of the joys, all of the strength. The physical blessings are great. I love them. I would rather be in this position than in previous positions that we've been in. This is better than that. The latter is better than the former. But I can truly say tonight that the most awesome blessing, the thing I'm most thankful for, is the long-suffering grace and mercy of God tonight. That I have the privilege, I know his name. Sister Bonnie, I can give thanks unto his name because I know who he is. I know who Jesus Christ is. And I get to walk with him. I get to talk with him on a daily basis. And that I can dwell in the presence of the Lord. That doesn't make any sense. A person like me should not be able to dwell in the presence of the Lord. But I'm so thankful tonight for the blood of Jesus, for the grace and for the mercy that he pours out on me over and over and allows me to walk into his presence and lift my hands and commune and worship with him. If you're thankful for that, why don't you give him some thanks in the house tonight?
Praise the Lord. Let's stand together. Why don't we just come and gather down around the altar tonight? Let's just begin to give God thanks. Just begin to enumerate those things. Count your blessings. Lift him up. Magnify him. Thank you, all of you that helped tonight, and appreciate your testimonies. But come on and stand down in this altar, and let's just begin to magnify him and thank him tonight. What a good God. Here we are gathered around his table by his mercy. None of us worthy, none of us good. But all of us welcome in the house of God, and all of us welcome to his table. When I think of his goodness, Hallelujah. What is man that thou art mindful of him, or the son of man that thou visitest him? My God, I've got to praise you. I've got to praise you. Come on down close. Let's gather in. Hallelujah. Just sing it from your heart. Let it be a prayer of thanksgiving unto God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I just want to thank you. Praise the Lord. Let's give him a little praise and magnify him. What a good God, and how worthy of all the praise. We magnify you, Lord, and we bless you. Praise God. Be sure to pray for our church family already on the road, over the river, and through the woods for their Thanksgiving family gatherings and all. And just we pray the blessing of God on every home and every family. You want to make sure that you share the goodness of God and make sure that you pay attention to being, and in a very intentional way, in a very purposed way, being thankful. It's good for your blood pressure. It's good for your digestion. It's probably good for your arthritis. It's empirically proven to be good for you in a multitude of ways. But it pleases God and makes you a sweeter person. Praise God. God bless you. Share your victory and your love with one another, and we'll see you Sunday morning. God bless you.